Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of January the 10th, 2026, the 21st of Tevet, 5786. The following is a revised version of a message originally posted the week of January the 9th, 2021, the 25th of Tevet, 5781, and it's entitled Holy Curiosity. And I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am. Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush is one of the most crucial interchanges between God and human beings. It is here that God conscripts Moses to lead his people Israel out of oppressive bondage and into the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Under Moses' leadership, God would demonstrate his power to Israel, Egypt, and the world. Moses was also to be the channel through whom God's Torah, his teaching or direction, would be revealed. One particular aspect of this encounter is often overlooked. In the Bible, God engages people in a variety of ways. Most of the time, when we read that he speaks, there is no reference to the actual dynamics of the communication. Other times, we're told that it is through a dream or a vision. The burning bush is unique, not only in that it's the only time God speaks through a plant, burning or otherwise, but also because of the role Moses played. Going about his usual daily activities as a shepherd, this unusual sight catches his eye. Moses decides to check it out. It's only when Moses gives his attention to it that God calls to him. Moses' curiosity drew him into this life-changing experience. He could have just as easily not noticed. How often are we so focused on ourselves or whatever we're going through at the time that extraordinary opportunities pass us by without our realizing it? Sometimes it's not so much that we're distracted, it's that we're oblivious. Life has ceased to arouse our interest. I say has ceased because curiosity is natural to most of us as children until, for one reason or another, the wonder of the universe is lost to us. Perhaps curiosity got us into trouble. It may have resulted in injury or blame, leading us to conclude that it's better to live life with blinders on. Good thing Moses didn't become like that. Many years ago, I read the classic book Confessions by Augustine of Hippo, written about 1600 years ago. At the time, I was troubled by his depiction of curiosity in negative terms as one of life's great temptations. To him, curiosity was a craving after knowledge and experience for its own sake, but this presupposes a warped understanding of the world in which we live. Curiosity may kill the cat, as the proverb says, but the craving that leads to trouble is not the curiosity itself, but sinful desires hijacking an essential God-given quality. How many burning bushes are we missing because we are no longer curious? There's far more going on around us than we think. God is working to fulfill his purposes in the world. He longs for us to be part of that. But are we paying attention? Or are we so wrapped up in our current life situation that we don't notice that something's burning? The Messiah directed us to pray in Matthew 6, verse 10, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, a transformative process that God wants me and you to be part of. Exactly how, I can't say. But aren't you curious? For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bites website at www.torahbites.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbites.org. And you can follow us on X @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitraot.